This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. American basketball star Brittany Griner is due to arrive in her home state of Texas anytime. She was freed Thursday from a Russian prison exchange for Russia releasing notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout in the culmination of an 8-month saga of high diplomacy and tensions over Russia's military operation in Ukraine. The swap achieved a top goal of President Joe Biden, but it also carried a heavy price, with American Paul Whelan still detained in Russia on espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government says are baseless. In remarks, President Biden told reporters his administration will not forget Paul Whelan, who has been held in Russia for 4 years.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance earlier this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up.
In an interview with the Associated Press, David Whelan, Paul's brother, said his family supports Griner's release. He also said the Biden administration gave the family advance notice about the prisoner swap.
The White House trusted the Whelan family enough to give us advance notice of the trade happening. If we had reacted angrily or publicly, we might have sabotaged the result, and it was very kind of them. It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation for my parents and Paul privately.
As always, for much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Russian forces have installed multiple rocket launchers at Ukraine's shutdown Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Ukrainian officials claimed Thursday, raising fears Europe's largest atomic power station could be used as a base to fire on Ukrainian territory and heighten radiation dangers. The Zaporizhzhia station has been under Russian control since the war's early days. Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of shelling the plant and risking a radiation release, although the risk of a nuclear meltdown is greatly reduced because all 6 reactors have been shut down. Experts have said a dangerous radiation release is still possible. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine will be dealing with mines placed by Russian forces for a long time to come. We get more on that part of the story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Thursday that he had just signed decrees giving posthumous awards to 3 policemen who were killed by Russian mines on Wednesday in the Kherson region. He said Ukraine will be dealing with mines for years to come, among them buried landmines, tripwire mines, and mined buildings, cars, and infrastructure. He said mining Ukrainian territory is certainly one of the charges for which Russia will someday have to answer. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A day after the Chinese government loosened COVID-19 restrictions, many Chinese are cautiously waiting to see how the new approach will be implemented. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
After a wave of nationwide protests against China's harsh anti-pandemic policies, the Chinese government rolled back on some of the stricter measures. Among the most significant is the requirement to go to a COVID field hospital if you test positive for COVID-19. Now citizens who test positive but show no symptoms can self-isolate at home. Outside experts have warned that China will face a challenging first wave, as the loosened measures will likely lead to more infections among a population with little immunity against the virus. I'm Karen Chamas.
The hardline Taliban government in Afghanistan pushed back Thursday against an international outcry over its first public execution and application of Islamic law to criminal justice. On Wednesday, the Taliban carried out their first public execution since seizing power last year. They put to death a man convicted of murder, causing outrage among global human rights defenders. The United States called the execution despicable. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.